I have a feeling today's subject is really going to suck you in. In a moment, you'll see what a pun that is, but I have a feeling our guest will truly suck you into a topic you probably didn't think could be that interesting. It's next on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Machinery Pete's having a huge year-end unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal and buy it before year end. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. Items are open for bidding now and close December 27th. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
Tom Gasco loves vacuums, and he knows everything about them. That's why he's curator of the museum devoted to the subject.
Well, the first vacuum cleaners that were electric came out in 1908, but they weighed 60 pounds because of that huge motor. In 1910, Mr. Hamilton and Mr. Beach, who later formed the company Hamilton Beach, invented a motor that was small in size. Think of a sewing machine motor.
That was the first portable vacuum. Believe it or not, Central Vacs predated some of those portable versions.
We had Central Vacs as early as 1905. Huge 100-pound motors, but the machine was in the garage or the basement, and tubing went to each room. Of course, the maid would open the valve and insert the hose and do the cleaning, because if you could afford one of those machines, you could afford the maid.
Early vacuums hold a distinction ahead of other appliances, says Tom.
Vacuum cleaners were the very first thing to ever have a cord. Now, houses had been wired for electricity. They had electric lights. But we didn't have receptacles since nothing had a cord. You had to unscrew a light bulb, and the cord had a connector that screwed into the light socket.
And that's why vacuums had, and many still do, have a light on the front, because early models removed the only light bulb in the room so they could run. The first portable vacuums were hard to port.
The first one was Hoover. They had a 60-pound motor, because that was what was available at the time. Next came Eureka, a very famous name. Royal. The Royal Company today makes Dirt Devil, so we'll know it as a Dirt Devil.
There's much in this museum and a story behind just about everything. More with Tom next time as we travel the countryside. In St. James, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.